Moving on now, the leader of Yemen's Ansarullah movement has accused some Persian Gulf Arab states and local parties of supporting al-Qaeda militants in the country to prepare the ground for foreign occupation. In a televised address, Abdul Malik Houthi said, however, Yemen has achieved victory over the foreign occupation project. Houthi stressed that Yemen is at the forefront of countries targeted by Takfiri forces. He said Takfiri activity is meant to justify, quote, extending Western hegemony over the country. Yemen has been sinking in political turmoil since Sabra Abu Mansur Hadi and his cabinet stepped down in January over rifts with Ansarullah movement. The fugitive former president is now in the southern port city of Aden. He's now seeking help from some regional countries, including Saudi Arabia, to get some of his lost powers back. Let's discuss the situation in Yemen further with Colin Cavell, author and lecturer from West Virginia. Welcome to the program. So, Professor Cavell, when we speak of foreign interference in Yemen, the first country that comes to mind is Saudi Arabia. Just how dangerous and manipulative of a role is Saudi Arabia playing in Yemen?
Hassan, Saudi Arabia has been the puppet master of all the regimes in Yemen for the past 20 years. And with the ouster of their President Hadi, their puppet, Yemen is being liberated. And this has outraged the House of Saud, and it has been cautioned for Britain and the United States to fund al-Qaeda and direct them toward Yemen in order to try to get the Saudi hegemony back.
There's talk of Sabra Abu Mansur Hadi trying to revive his powers with the help of foreigners. Just how capable is the Ansarullah movement of being able to fend off internal conspiracies and such interventionist moves?
Well, the people are tired of Saudi Arabia intervening into the country. The movement of the people, the democratic movement led by the Houthis, is very strong. And because it's so strong, this is why Saudi Arabia is appealing to Qatar and al-Qaeda and others to go in and try to disrupt the power that the liberation movement has gained.
And what support does the Ansarullah movement have?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, please?
Yes, what foreign support does the Ansarullah movement have? What countries can support it in this situation?
Well, you have the traditional coalition of Saudi Arabia and the Gulf monarchs, number one. That is the main outside forces that are supporting the reactionaries who are trying to get back in power. And they're supported by Israel, of course, and, of course, the United States and Britain. All of these countries are beholden to Saudi Arabia. But there is change going on with regard to Britain and the United States. There is division amongst the foreign policy establishment in both those countries. There's one group of people who want to continue to support the Saudi monarchs and the Gulf monarchs, but there's another group that realizes that this is untenable. It's unsustainable to continue to support these monarchs who are thoroughly disliked by the population of the entire Arabian Peninsula.
All right, we'll leave it there for the timing. Colin Cavell, author and lecturer from West Virginia. Thanks to you also, sir.